is Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
This is Voice of Korea.
Now, we begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Welcome to Voice of Korea. Today's program will begin with the news. After the news, we'll hear the first installment of Section 1, the birth of a new division of Chapter 12 to hasten the liberation of the country from the reminiscences of the great leader President Kim Il-sung with a century. Then, we present an account, brilliant life of a Binalon researcher under the care of a great man. Next, an account, mother yearned for Man Young-dae. It will be followed by Radio Forum, who will show once again the state of the Korean working class to the US imperialists and the South Korean warmongers. Finally, foreigners comment, we actively support independent reunification movement of the Korean people. And between the programs, you will enjoy some songs. Now here is the news. The great leader Kim Jong-il, General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea and Chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, gave field guidance to factories in Hitsun City, effecting a great revolutionary upsurge. Leader Kim Jong-il first guided the modernized Chilsung Electric Appliance Factory on the spot. He looked around the pipework team and other places of the factory and learned about the technical reconstruction and production in detail. He expressed a great satisfaction over the fact that the officials, workers and technicians of the factory had put the production processes on modern and scientific basis with their strengths and technology and rapidly improved the quality of the electric appliances through a broad technical innovation movement and highly praised their merit. He said it is a great success that the workers of the factory are producing various kinds of high-quality pipes and tiles badly needed for construction with rich local raw materials in the revolutionary spirit of self-reliance and highly appreciated them for having done a lot of work for the prosperity of the country. Leader Kim Jong-il gave on-site guidance to the Hitsun Ceramic Factory. After listening to an explanation on production, he looked around the fireproof brick production process built by the factory with its own strength and learned about the research and development. Leader Kim Jong-il was greatly satisfied to see the fireproof brick production system based on domestic raw materials established by the officials technicians and workers of the factory by displaying extraordinary creativity and highly praised their success in the struggle. The great leader Kim Jong-il gave field guidance to the Hitachi General Machine Tool Factory, which has fully introduced the Korean-style CNC technology excellently. He looked around the newly built casting workshop and new machine tools and familiarized himself in detail with construction and production and expressed great satisfaction over the rapid development and technical reconstruction. Leader Kim Jong-il spoke highly of the proud feats of the officials, workers and technicians of the factory, saying they have introduced the CNC technology to the factory with their strength and technology in the revolutionary spirit of self-reliance and successfully played the vanguard role in surpassing the cutting edge. He earnestly called on the workers of the factory to effect a great upsurge in the production of machine tools with patriotic devotion and raised the cheers, "Long live 10,000 CNC machine tools in the near future at the factory," where the cheers, "Long live 10,000 machine tools," were loud in the past. He expressed the conviction that they would invent and manufacture more CNC machine tools with high performance and make an active contribution to further consolidation of the foundation of industry of the country. After giving field guidance to the factories, the great leader Kim Jong-il looked around the Kumsukol revolutionary site in Daehongdong, Hitachi City. The Kumsukol revolutionary site is a historic place where the great leader Kim Il-sung stayed between February 26 and 28, 1953, during the rigorous Fatherland Liberation War, and showed the orientation of the development of the machine building industry of the country and the bright prospect of the Hitachi Precision Machine Factory. Leader Kim Jong-il looked around with deep emotion, historic buildings, standing as they were, listening to a briefing of the lecturer. He said the great leader Kim Il-sung was an uncommon great man who unfolded the blueprint of the future of triumphant country already during the hard-fought war with his far-sighted wisdom and clairvoyance. He earnestly called for brilliantly accomplishing the cause of building a great prosperous and powerful nation and realizing the lifelong desire of the fatherly President Kim Il-sung as early as possible. The great leader Kim Jong-il recently received a message of greeting sent by the President of Kenya on the occasion of his birth anniversary. The message said it should be mentioned that the relations between Kenya and the DPRK were warm and friendly, and expressed the hope to consolidate and develop the close relations between the two governments into the relations of substantial mutual benefit between the peoples of the two countries, extend the ties between the two countries to a new sphere of cooperation and collaboration, and build a close partnership for the common interest in the bilateral and international relations. The message presented the highest compliments to respected Kim Jong-il and sincerely wished him good health and the people of the DPRK peace and prosperity. A seminar under the subject Hitachi Philosophy and Kim Jong-il was recently held at the building of the Socialist Party of Romania. Present there were many people, including personages of the Socialist Party of Romania, the Romanian National Committee for the Study of the Future Idea, and the Bucharest Group for the Study of the Future Idea. The chairman of the Romanian National Committee for the Study of the Future Idea, who is chairman of the Supreme Council of the Socialist Party of Romania, in its speech, that His Excellency Kim Jong-il, the great leader of the Korean people, made public the famous work on some questions in understanding the Juche philosophy in April 1974 and built upon the fact that he has turned Korea into a powerful socialist state on the basis of the Juche philosophy. The chief of the Bucharest Group for the Study of the Juche Idea in his speech praised that respected Kim Jong-il is brightly indicating the road for accomplishing the independent cause of the popular masses with his energetic ideological and theoretical activities. He added that Juche philosophy is evoking support and sympathy of the world people and is widely disseminated in many countries for its originality and validity. The participants in the National Meeting of Active Women's Unionists visited the Kumsusan Memorial Palace and paid homage to the great leader Kim Il-sung, who is laid in state there on the 10th. The title of Hero of the DPRK was awarded to Kim Jong-chol, ex-squad leader of Hong Sun-chol led unit of the Korean People's Security Force. He worked devotedly at the construction site of the Hitachi Power Station with a single mind to resolutely carry out the order of the respected Supreme Commander Kim Jong-il. When an unexpected situation was created in the water tunnel construction site, he saved his revolutionary comrades and died a heroic death. The awarding ceremony was held at the construction site of the Hitson Power Station on the 10th. The great leader Kim Jong-il sent kind birthday seat tables to candidate academician Professor and Dr. Eun Jong-seop, researcher of Kim Il-sung University, war veterans Kim Yun-sik at Chilgol-dong 3 in Man-gyeonggi District and Lee Chun-gi at Kim-maul-dong 1 in Moranbong District. Eun Jong-seop, born into a worker's family in March 29 or 1940, wrote tens of kinds of textbooks and reference books for nearly 40 years since he began to teach at Kim Il-sung University and trained many persons with academic degrees and titles. Kim Yun-sik, wearing military uniform of revolution, not only bravely fought, shedding blood in the grim days of war, but also has faithfully served as a political official of the Korean People's Army. Twice labor hero Lee Chun-gi also made a contribution to increasing the unit's combat efficiency and accelerating socialist construction. The first meeting of the Council of the State Development Bank was held at the Yanggakdo International Hotel in Pyongyang on March 10th. Present at the meeting were directors of the Council of the Bank and officials concerned as observers. A decision of the National Defense Commission of the DPRK on establishing the State Development Bank was conveyed at the meeting. The Council consists of the National Defense Commission of the DPRK, the Korean Asia-Pacific Peace Committee, a relevant department, the Ministry of Finance, the Korean Captain International Investment Group, and two independent directors. At the meeting, Chun Il-chun, representative of the National Defense Commission of the DPRK, was elected a Director General of the Council of the Bank, and China resident Korean Park Chol-soo, Deputy Director General. The meeting discussed and decided on the draft statute of the State Development Bank, plan of its management, and draft financial budget for Juche 99 or 2010, statute of the expert committee of the bank, and the plan of management structure of the bank. The State Development Bank will be active as a comprehensive financial organ which has modern financial regulations and system for transactions with international financial organizations and international commercial banks and performs the function of a commercial bank as well as the business of investment in important projects pursuant to the state policy. A Red Cross spring tree planting ceremony was held in Anhung-ri, Taechon County, North Gyeonggi Province on Wednesday on the occasion of the period of general mobilization for spring land management. Present there were officials of the DPRK Red Cross Society, members of the Children's Red Cross Society, members of the delegation of the Norwegian Red Cross, and the head of the delegation of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies working in Korea. Talking about spring tree planting activities, they planted chestnut, pine nut, and acacia trees. The attendants appreciated an art performance given by the members of the Children's Red Cross Society and looked around different places, including the sites of construction for prevention of disasters now underway under the cooperation of the Norwegian Red Cross and the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. Members of civic and public organizations in Daejeon and South Chungcheong Province, South Korea, held a press conference before the South Chungcheong Provincial Office on the 8th, demanding a stop to the large-scale joint military exercises of the United States and South Korean puppet warmongers. In their statement, they said that OPLAN 5027 openly made clear the conception of preemptive attack on the North and clearly declared the so-called dismantlement and annihilation as the purpose of the operation. They condemned that through it, the aggressive nature of the Pure Resolve and Full Eagle joint military exercises was clearly revealed. Referring to the huge armed troops mobilized by the warmongers in the North targeted war exercises, they stressed that an immediate end must be put to the joint military exercises, which can bring military confrontation between the South and the North. They announced that they would hold demonstrations and information activities against the aggressive war exercises every day. In another development, the 21st Century South Korean Students' Federation made a public statement on the 7th in denunciation of the North targeted war moves of the United States and the South Korean puppet warmongers. The Film Korea Association and the Finnish National Committee for the Study of the Juche Idea issued a joint statement on the 5th condemning the war moves of the United States and the South Korean puppet war maniacs. The statement set the Kim Resolve and Full Eagle joint military exercises involving huge troops and latest armament as well as a civilian force, are war exercises for a sudden preemptive attack on the DPRK. The statement strongly demanded the United States and the South Korea immediately stop the war exercises. The Peru-Korea Institute of Friendship and Culture posted an article titled Threat to Peace in the internet homepage on the 4th, denouncing the United States and the South Korean puppet warmongers for their war moves. The article said the United States and the South Korean puppet started the North-targeted Key Resolve and Seoul Eagle joint war exercises at the time commemorating the centenary of the March 8th International Women's Day. It urged the international community to heighten vigilance at the new war moves of the United States. The Peru-Korea Institute of Friendship and Culture appeals to the whole humanity to join in the Grand March for Peace of the Korean Peninsula, the article stressed. The Institute also edited the full text of the press statement of a spokesman for the General Staff of the Korean People's Army. The Japanese Society of Influential Lawyers, thinking of the issue of foreign schools and national schools, presented a written opinion to the Prime Minister and the Minister of Education, Culture, Sports, Science and Technology of Japan on the 5th, calling for providing all students with equal rights to education and treating Korean schools without discrimination. That day, a press conference was held at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Sports, Science and Technology. Lawyer Yoshiharu Yoshimine said it is contrary to the Japanese Constitution and international treaty to exclude the Korean schools from the list of state assistance. He stressed that the rights to education should be applied to all students equally. Meanwhile, honorary professor of Kyoto University, Masaaki Ueda, and 12 other personages of Japan sent a petition to the Prime Minister and the Minister of Education, Culture, Sports, Science and Technology in the joint name on the 2nd, calling for not excluding the Korean schools in Japan from the list of state assistance and keeping the election promises. And that's the end of the news read by Lim Che-ho. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, now is the time for the great leader, President Kim Il-sung's reminiscences with a century. Today we bring the first installment of Section 1, The Birth of a New Division, of Chapter 12, to hasten the liberation of the country. Then we left Mi Hong-jun, our company comprised less than 20 people. Two young orderlies, 10 guards including Oh Beng-young, Kim San-ho, and the old man tobacco pipe, who had followed us, and in so doing had given up teaching at a village school in the secluded land of Furlong. These were all members of my company. One company from the Wangqing Regiment that followed us from Guangdi left us towards Yilan County to join some units in North Manchuria. Although my company on the journey was small, I was indescribably happy at the thought that my long cherished dream would come true. I must go to Fusan quickly. The soldiers of the 2nd Regiment will be waiting for me at Man Shan. I must make them the backbone of a new unconquerable division. This was my intention as I left Ninjan. It was imperative to organize a new division to carry out the future line of our revolution. Nobody would now dare to dispute or interfere with our concentration on the Korean Revolution. There would be no more obstacles to the Korean Revolution along the path we had long sought and paved. If he ran straight ahead along this path, we would be able to liberate the homeland and build a country, a land of bliss for the people. To this end, we had to prepare a strong engine and train which would run along this path and also had to build a powerful headquarters. What engine would lead the Korean Revolution? This meant a division to be organized as the main force of the Korean People's Revolutionary Army. The future association for the restoration of the fatherland might be compared to the train which will be pulled by that engine. Mount Baekdo, where we soon established ourselves, would act as the headquarters of the Korean Revolution.
We had to grapple with these tasks straight away. The new division we planned to organize at that time was not a conventional division set aside exclusively for military operations to destroy the Japanese imperialist army and police. As well as conducting military operations, this division planned to advance to Mount Ubaktu, our destination, and expand a network of party organizations throughout the homeland, rally all the people behind the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland and other anti-Japanese organizations, and rouse them and lead their resistance against the Japanese. Consequently, a political potential was needed to perform these tasks. Of course, other divisions also had to perform these tasks, but an elite division to lead other divisions in this undertaking was essential. Consequently, I compared the elite division to an engine. How was this powerful division, the engine of the Korean Revolution, to be organized? Most of the people I discussed this matter with proposed the recall of all Korean soldiers from different units of the anti-Japanese Allied Army, and the formation of a larger force, and then a move to Mount Ubaktu. Some others insisted that sturdy guerrillas be selected from different units of the 2nd Corps to form the division. Although the idea was sensible in some respects, none of them had considered the destiny of our Chinese comrades, who were fighting with us against a common enemy, or the prospects of a joint struggle. Their proposal was motivated by their impatience to witness the birth of a new division without regard to everything else, or by a self-centered approach, as it is called nowadays. In the end, I decided to divide hundreds of soldiers who had been under my command during the North Manchurian Expedition among the units operating in Weihe and go to Fusong to organize a new main force with a 2nd Regiment operating there as the backbone by recruiting excellent young people from East Manchuria and the homeland. When we left Mihinzhen, Wang Datai gave us 20 or so horses which had been captured from an enemy's timber mill. "Commander Jin, I am sorry to see you leaving, following the transfer of all the men we have trained with painstaking effort to units in North Manchuria. I hope you will accept these horses in exchange for your men and make them your companions. They'll be useful because they seem to have been trained. We made a southward journey on these horses. We almost lost 3 of the horses during a stop on the march. We'd allowed them to graze, and they disappeared into the forest beyond our view. I ascertained that there was no enemy around, and told my orderly to fire a few shots. At the sound of gunshots, the 3 horses appeared from different directions and ran towards us. On our way, we met evacuees from the Chechangji guerrilla zone on a mountain, and gave them these horses for use as trapped animals. The march from Mingzhen to Manshan was the most difficult part of the whole southward journey of over 6 months from Shaojiachihe Valley in North Manchuria to Sobaekse Mountain Valley on the northern tip of Korea. The enemy appeared from all directions and detained our small force. After leaving Mingzhen, we had to fight 1 or 2 battles every day, sometimes 3 or 4 battles. Now and then the enemy did not even give us time to cook or mend torn clothes. Battle was so frequent that the old man tobacco pipe, who could allegedly skip meals but not smoking for a single day, was not able to smoke all day for several days. We could only cook and dry wet shoes at night in a shelter, but we could not rest at night. A man was so few in number that it was difficult to post guards. At least 1 man was needed for the gate guard, 2 at the foot of the mountain, and another 2 on the top of the mountain for each shift, but we did not have enough men to relieve them, if the wounded and nurses were excluded. Consequently, I also stood guard now and then in place of the soldiers. During his patrol one night, Kim San-ho saw me standing as sentry and made a great fuss as if something serious had happened. It meant that the commander was too indulgent to his men. It was very hard to soothe him when he was complaining. I persuaded him to think of the young men. I said to him, look how exhausted the men are from march and battle during the day and from guard duty every night. How many times can I stand guard for them? When you arrive at Manshan, we shall have a number of people and I will have no opportunity to stand guard. Aware that I would not listen to him, Kim Sano went away in silence. Let's go to Manshan quickly, I said to myself. I thought that the embrace of many comrades in arms and the comfortable shelter was in store for us in Manshan, and that our hardships would end there. Such hope strengthened and encouraged all of us who were exhausted by the march and battles to continue without proper food and rest. You've heard the first installment of Section 1, The Birth of a New Division, of Chapter 12, to hasten the liberation of the country from the great leader, President Kim Il-sung's reminiscences with a century. This is the Voice of Korea.
We now present an account under the title, Brilliant Life of a Vinalan Researcher Under the Care of a Great Man. Dr. Lee Sung-gi of Korea is the inventor of vinylene and an authoritative scientist of the world. He could enjoy such a fame thanks to the warm care of President Kim Il-sung, who wrote the history of the vinylene industry of Korea to provide the people with better clothing materials and led the scientists to live as a true scientist serving the people. In the 1930s, a Korean scientist made researches into chemical fiber, and he was just Dr. Lee Sung-gi. He felt his heart broken to see his fellow country people who were going hungry in rags under the harsh colonial rule of the Japanese imperialists. Though in Japan, he succeeded in making the first chemical fiber from polyvinyl alcohol after 10 years of continued researches, and that was vinylene. Since then, Dr. Lee Sung-gi long devoted his all to the researches into industrialization of vinylene production, but had to give up his efforts at last because he had no homeland and no one to take care of him. It was only under the care of President Kim Il-sung that he could continue his researches into vinylene and make a success. In 1947, during the building of New Korea, President Kim Il-sung dispatched an official to South Korea to fetch Dr. Lee Sung-gi, as Korea was divided into two by the U.S. imperialists. When he had taken measures to bring scientists and technicians from South Korea in 1946, he had named Lee Sung-gi first. But Dr. Lee was unable to come to the North because of his family affairs and the obstructions of the South Korean reactionaries. In June 1950, the Fatherland Liberation War started in Korea against the invasion of the U.S. imperialists. In those days too, President Kim Il-sung did not forget Dr. Lee Sung-gi and called an official who was to go to Seoul, South Korea on business and gave him a task to find out Dr. Lee Sung-gi and send him to the North. He said, "It may be difficult to find him out in this wartime. His name may be in the list of the members of the South Korean Industrial Federation, so you can find his phone number or address in the list, and according to it, you can track him." He taught in detail how to find him. Thanks to the endless care and concern of President Kim Il-sung, Dr. Lee could come to the DPRK at last. Informed of the whereabouts of Dr. Lee, President Kim Il-sung was very pleased and took measures to bring him and his family safely and provide him with all conditions to continue his researches into the vinylene production. Everything was in short supply because of the war, but President Kim Il-sung saw that all equipment and fund needed for his researches were provided preferentially and formed a research group by calling back scholars from the front when even a combatant was badly wanted. When Ri Xingyi succeeded in the pilot plant and produced the first trial product of vanillin in 1956, President Kim Il-sung was very pleased, saying that now the people could be given good clothing materials. And he appreciated his success in the researches as a patriotic merit. Since then, Ri Xingyi long enjoyed his life as academician, professor and doctor under his care. Carrying forward the lofty intention of President Kim Il-sung, respected Kim Jong-il took warm care of him to live a worthwhile life as a scientist faithful to the people, even in his closing years, and led him to be remembered long after he passed away. Indeed, the life of Dr. Ri Xingyi eloquently tells that only under the care of a great man with warm love for the people can people succeed as a human being and as a scholar. You've been listening to an account under the title Brilliant Life of a Vanillin Researcher Under the Care of a Great Man. This is Voice of Korea.
We now bring you female solo and Bang Chang. The leader is the eternal son of the people.
We now present the content and the title, Mother Yearned for Man Yung De. Kang Bansu, mother of the great president Kim Il-sung, was a patriot who ardently loved the country and people. Kang Bansu actively participated in the anti-Japanese struggle, helping Kim Hyung-ji, pioneer of the anti-Japanese national liberation movement, and her son, President Kim Il-sung, and led an honorable life along with Man Yung-dae. Man Yung-dae is a beautiful place known from olden times on the bank of the river Taedong in Pyongyang. It was in the spring of 1908 when she left her home village, Chilgol, and came to Man Yung-dae following Kim Hyung-ji. Man Yung-dae became a boundlessly valuable and precious place to her along with Chilgol. She gave birth to and brought up her son, great president Kim Il-sung, in Man Yung-dae. Though she was busy taking care of a large family as the eldest daughter-in-law, she worked hard promoting harmony of the family. She had never forgotten Man Yung-dae even when she lived in other places and a foreign land following Kim Hyung-ji in his revolutionary activities. She educated her children to love their home village Man Yung-dae and often told village women about the beauty of Man Yung-dae. And she did not hesitate to let President Kim Il-sung make the 1,000-ri journey for learning to Man Yung-dae in order not to forget the homeland and home village when he was in his teens. She thought the struggle against the Japanese imperialists was the way to liberate the country and return to Man Yung-dae. She was not disappointed when her husband Kim Hyung-ji, she had relied on like the pillar, passed away in the foreign land, but conducted positive activities in the Anti-Japanese Women's Association. She rendered services to the founding of the Anti-Japanese People's Guerrilla Army in support of President Kim Il-sung's line of armed struggle. Kang Bansu, who devoted her whole life to the sacred revolutionary struggle for the liberation of the country, pictured Man Yung-dae to her mind's eye at the last moment of her life and left her last words wishing her son to liberate the country and home village. Really, to Kang Bansu, Man Yung-dae was the unforgettable homeland and home village, and also the land of ancestors where she wished to be buried. Today, she is laid in state at Man Yung-dae she yearned for so much during her lifetime. Many working people and foreign friends visiting Man Yung-dae pay homage to her who gave birth to a great man. Other than the patriotic spirit of Kang Bansuk, who is immortal amid the praise of all people, will be remembered forever along with Man Yung-dae. You've been listening to an account under the title, Mother Yearned for Man Yung-dae. This is Voice of Korea.
This time we present a female duet, Mother of Korea. In a straw thatched house at historic Man Yung-dae, the mother lived for the sake of revolution. The sun rose under her love, broad and white, and the new morning of socialism dawned. Ah, our mother, Mother Kang Bansuk is shining like a star in the hearts of the people.
Oh, This time we bring you a radio forum of Kim Ki-nam, chief engineer of the Pyongyang General Printing Factory. We show once again the split of the Korean working class to the US imperialists and the South Korean warmongers.
이제와 남조선 허정광들이 침략적인 북침 전쟁 연속 거동을 벌려놓고 있다는 소식은 지금 우리 평양 정화진세 공장 안에 전체 일꾼들과
The news of the aggressive north-targeted war exercises conducted by the US imperialists and the South Korean warmongers are arousing burning hatred and indignation in the hearts of all the officials and workers of the Pyongyang General Printing Factory. As is widely known to the whole world, the US imperialists and the South Korean warmongers finally started the aggressive large-scale Kid Resolve and Full Eagle joint military exercises despite the repeated warnings of the DPRK and the protest and denunciation of the world progressive humanity. The current war exercises involving huge troops and latest armament are exercises aimed at trampling underfoot the sovereignty of the DPRK and stifling the socialist system of Korea with arms. The enemies are trying to deceive the public, describing their war exercises as annual and defensive ones, but everybody knows that they are preceding operations and aggressive war exercises for a preemptive attack on the DPRK. It is not for the first time that the US imperialists and the South Korean war maniacs strained up the situation of the Korean Peninsula with such fire gambles. Crazy for their aggressive ambition and fratricidal war, the enemies, talking about peace and dialogue outwardly, frantically staged different war exercises such as trainings and joint military exercises in the back to threaten the DPRK with arms. But they were frightened by the might of the DPRK building a thriving nation victoriously in firm unity around the respected brilliant Sungun commander Kim Jong-il and stepped back like a dog looking at the fence, frustrated in his attempt to run after chicken. Far from drawing a lesson in their repeated defeat in the confrontation with the DPRK, the enemies are making desperate efforts to threaten us with nuclear war exercises this time. It is very ridiculous. The US imperialists and the South Korean warmongers should not make a miscalculation. We are not frightened at all at any moves of the enemies. If the enemies threaten us with rifle, we counter them with gun, and if they blackmail us with nuke, we confront them with stronger nuclear deterrent. It is the mode of counteraction peculiar to our army and people. Once the enemies light the fuse to a war, we will resolutely rise up with pent-up indignation and mercilessly crush their stronghold. With such pledge of retaliation, all the officials and workers of the Pyongyang General Printing Factory harden their resolute will to deal an immediate annihilating blow at the US imperialists and the South Korean warmongers with the might of single-minded unity, with the might of Sungun consolidated 1,000 times if they commit military provocations encroaching upon our sovereignty. As the report of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army said, we, the workers, will sharply watch the movements of the enemy and bring about a great leap in the general drive for building a thriving socialist nation with a rifle in one hand and a hammer in the other. The Korean workers do not say an empty word. We don't want a war, but never fear it. We have a strong spiritual strength of all the army men and people unaffected by any threatened blackmail and powerful military striking force to smash any reckless provocation and aggression at a stroke. The workers of the Pyongyang General Printing Factory will increase production so as to further strengthen the might of our republic and give a merciless punishment to the enemies. Thus we will show the spirit of the Korean working class once again and bring about a radical turn in the improvement of the people's living standards this significant year. You've just heard the radio forum. We'll show once again the spirit of the Korean working class to the US imperialists and the South Korean warmongers. This is Voice of Korea.
Voice of Korea presents foreigners' comments. We actively support independent reunification movement of the Korean people. Today, the world is extending positive support and encouragement to the Korean people struggling for independent reunification of the country. Ma Shibat, executive chairman of the Mongolian Society for Social Idea, Sunmun Idea Studies, said,
I think reunification is the first and foremost question to the Korean nation, bisected by outside forces. When the North and the South are reunified, the Korean people will be the greatest nation in this world. I think what is fundamental in achieving reunification of Korea is the strength of the Korean people. I know well there are reunification programs that serve as the basic guidelines in solving the issue of Korean reunification. We in the Mongolian Society for Juche Idea, Sungun Idea Studies believe that all the efforts of the Korean people to achieve reunification with joint strength of the nation will surely bring success.
Robert Charvin, honorary chairman of the International Liaison Committee for Reunification and Peace of Korea, has this to say.
Toutes les déclarations, que ce soit la charte en trois points, que ce soit la déclaration du 15 juin 2000, etc., toutes ces déclarations vont dans le, sont animées du même esprit. C'est à la fois,
the three charters, the line for independent reunification of the nation, and the June 15th North-South Joint Declaration adopted in 2000, are the lines for independent reunification of Korea. The line for independent reunification of the nation was presented by great President Kim Il-sung long ago. Afterwards, the great leader Kim Jong-il has formulated the lines on Korea's reunification more perfectly. Both in view of the present international situation and in view of the balance of force, I don't think there will be a better policy. The Korean people are a homogeneous nation, so Korea will certainly be reunified.
The Indian Revolutionary Socialist Party issued a statement and stressed, 2020 is the year marking the 20th anniversary of the publication of the June 15th North-South Joint Declaration and the 30th anniversary of the presentation of the proposal for founding the Democratic Federal Republic of Korea, which are of historic significance in realizing Korea's reunification. We extend full support to the struggle of the Workers' Party of Korea and the Korean people to glorify 2020 brilliantly as a year to open a new phase of the independent reunification on the basis of the June 15th Joint Declaration and the October 4th Declaration, smashing all challenges of the anti-reunification forces with united strength. You've been listening to Foreigner's Comments. We actively support independent reunification movement of the Korean people. This is Voice of Korea.
This time we present an electric guitar solo and light music, Reunification Rainbow. Thank you.
Dear listeners, with this we conclude English Language Service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English Language Service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 7,570 kHz and 12,015 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC and between 3 and 4 hours UTC on 7,140 kHz, 9,345 kHz and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.